Now we're holding the Siman Shin Mem Zayin, which is only one sif. And the Mechaber said that the Raisa wants only chayiv, but it's saw v'achnasa, if he did both the akira from one rishus and the anocha in the other rishus. The Mechaber says, let's say somebody sticks his hand into a shiachid and he's holding an item. That means he took this item from Rishis Rabim where he is standing and was machnas into shiachid, but instead of putting it down in Rishis Yochid, rather his friend took it or grabbed it out of his hand in the Rishis Yochid. So now the first person only did the akira together with the achnasa Rishis Yochid, but he did not do the hanocha. The second person only did the hanocha. Or you can have an opposite case, somebody standing in Rishis Yochid, he sticks his hand outside with the chavitz of the item inside his hand, so he did the akira with the hoitzah, but his friend outside takes or grabs the item out of his hands, and he does the hanocha. So now, one person the hoitzah, one person the hanocha, so they're both potter. Ze'okar v'zaniach, one only did akira, one only did hanocha, they're both potter. It's awesome the rabbanon, the mechaber says to do it, and the mishnah explains it's awesome the rabbanon, because he might one day come do a whole akira of hanocha, but since only one, each one only did an akira or a hanocha, it's only going to be Osir Midrabbanan. It's not going to be Osir Midrash. And Mr. Bruce says the same thing. If a person does an Akira and there is no Anocha, or he does Anocha and there is no Akira, it's also Osir Midrabbanan. It's not really relevant or necessary for the story, the fact that someone else there who did the other half. Now, let's say somebody is standing outside and he sticks his hand with an item in the Inter Siachid. But rather than someone grabbing it out of his hand, rather he puts into this hand of his friend who's inside. Or he has a friend standing inside with the item in his hand, and the person standing outside sticks his empty hand in, grabs it, or takes out his friend's hand, and takes it out and does the hanocha outside. So now, this one person, they both the akira and the hanocha. So now, he is chayiv. He is chayiv chachtas. He did melacha d'oraisa of haitzah, of achnas, he did melacha d'oraisa. His friend is potter of alasar. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this potter of alasar over here, because really, the second person didn't do not the akira, not the hanocha. So what should be the issur d'rabbanan? And the Mishnah Berurah says, rather, the issur d'rabbanan over here is not for Mr. Shabbos, but because he did really issur d'oraisa. You're not allowed to do something that's going to cause another person to do an avera. It's like putting a stumbling block in the path of a blind person. You cause someone else to do an avera. But the Mishnah Berurah says that which is the derisive of Ne'ivar is only if it's as such that without your assistance, that person cannot have done the avera. But if he could have done it even without you, just you helping him out, that's Issa Rabbanon of Mesaeli of Avera. There's Issa Rabbanon now to help someone do an avera. Even if they could have done it without you, there's still an Issa Rabbanon to help them. In fact, if you see a cotton eating the vela, he's only a cotton. He's eating the velo. The halacha is a bezin has to try to stop him. So certainly if you see a gadol doing an avera, you're not allowed to help him. The person's a gadol is over a mitzvah. And you're actively helping him, that's certainly going to be aser. And even if somebody's a rasha, they worship a vayazara, as a regular base, they're mumma vayazara, still not allowed to pass them something of iser for them to eat it, just like not allowed to pass a dar iser to any other yid. In the Sharatzin, he has the big arichos, where the iser m'sayed of avera is the raisa or the rabbanon, why it seems it's only the rabbanon, surely even be an iser deraisa. And he says that ultimately in the case where it's not in your hands to stop the person from doing the avera, so we cannot say it's iser deraisa, it's only iser rabbanon to help him out. The Mishnah Berurah says also to lend somebody a keli that's used for malacha if he's choshet to use his keli on Shabbos. Unless we could say that he plans using it for something that's mutter, not something that's aser, then it's okay. But only if the davar mutter is something that's common that this keli, this item is used for. But the malacha is heter, the mutlika use of this keli is not the typical, and you cannot lend it to a person over Shabbos who's choshed to use it on Shabbos unless it's an issue of Da'ach HaSholem that you know, it's going to make a fight and it's going to be dangerous possibly to not give it to him. Even a goy, it's also to help him do an avera, according to most Paiskim. However, by a goy, it's only also of the situation of Lufn Ivar is at the Mechshol. However, if it's not a situation of Lufn Ivar, let's say he has access to the Avram and Achayin's own because he owns it or because he could buy it somewhere else, then there's Pasha's not going to be an Isser, then it's only Usser if he could not have gotten his own, there's a Lufna Iver. But if he could have had his own, yeah, he owns it, he could buy it from somewhere else, then Pasha's not going to be an Isser by a Goy. Mr. Bruce is the Aruchem Rachelik on this, the Biagro, elsewhere, and others, they say by a Goy, it's always going to be Usser, even if he could have gotten him somewhere else. And Mr. Bruce says, the Echeret, somebody you see him doing a Malacha, to wish him a Bracha, Titzlach Malacha, to wish him successful in Malacha, even to a Goy. Whoever is doing something that's Usser, they now I'll tell him Titzlach Malacha, they now I'll wish him a Tzlacha. Going back to the Machab over here in Hukah Shabbos. So, if the person standing outside is a guy, you also cannot do something to cause him to do malacha for you. One more thing the Mechaber says, we have somebody who sticks his hand from Shiloch to Sarabim, puts something down in the hand of his friend who's in the Sarabim, or he takes it out of the hand of his friend who's in the Sarabim, brings it inside. This one person did that Kira Lanocha, he is Chayiv, and the other person is going to be Potter Avalaser. The Mishnah Berurah says, if his friend's hand is above 10 Tefachim Sarabim, that's a Machlekes, if there's a problem of Hatzal Vachnasan, because above that's Vachnasan Malka Patur, or do you say in his friend's hand is different? Someone throws an item and someone else jumps and catches it on its pathway. Neither one's chayiv. The first one, the hanocha didn't happen he planned on doing, and the second one only did the hanocha. Let's say the first person himself runs and catches it on the way. That's a savuk of his chayiv because he did well the kira hanocha, or since the hanocha wasn't the hanocha that was expected to come out of the kira because he ran and he jumped and he caught it, it may only be asur rabbanan.